the, let's see, what was it called? Leslie submitted a safety report, and I'm wondering if that's part of the official minutes.
We're not going to have it, it's not going to be part of the minutes moving forward, but I don't think we can take it out of the minutes from the meeting. That's my two cents.
Some of those situations were subjective, not corroborated, opinion.
It wasn't approved by the board.
So it shouldn't be part of the minutes.
Any comment on that?
If it was said, it should probably be in the record.
That's kind of what I was thinking. We could take that up at our next agenda to disapprove that topic, that report. We could do that now, if somebody wanted to. But I kind of agree with Dwayne. I mean, we talked about it, so it's not, there are items that we do take out of the minutes for personnel reasons, but I'm not sure this was one of them.
I just don't think that it should have been presented as fact.
Well, the report can come out of the
corroboration,
out of the record, but not the wording.
So was this stuff that was reported to you?
Yes. So I'd like to have more information then about like dates and I mean, one of the
clearly
not agreed upon by Pam's not here right now, but you know.
I didn't provide that because I thought it was, this was my thinking. I didn't provide the dates and names because I thought things that were presented in the meeting were read by everybody. And so I think I asked you ahead of time, would it be okay if I just left the names out? So it wasn't like a who's who done it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it intentionally.
Some of those situations were presented as safety and issues when they weren't necessarily.
Well, so let's not get in the weeds. Let's not get in the weeds on this.
There's not a simple fix with that. I mean, if
I was just
going to
say,
you just put it on there. This was items that were discussed or presented, but there was no official board action taken on these. And then that way you have a permanent record as far as if it was discussed at all, but it's not something that's stated as the board approves these or took action on it. It was just presented as such.
And I don't even know if that's necessary because we did not say we're approving this report. And so that did happen, that there was no approval of it.
But
it's been
she's
just
having
as
a concern,
informational.
And she's having a concern that it sounds like it's presented as such. It's a quick fix.
Take another
look at this has just been presented. There was just discussion. Nothing was officially decided upon. There's no official motions. This is just for record purposes only.
So I'm okay with that. If somebody wanted to make a motion that report was not to be part of the minutes, if anybody want to talk about that further.
So I thought for the NCOCA, we were supposed to do reports for incidences and they should go to the board, but I don't know if it's stuff that's included in the minutes. So how do you...
This is different.
Okay.
This is
a
different.
Last
I know
week,
you are.
So
this is a totally different topic.
Okay.
That's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
We're talking about a report in the minutes last week, last month. So I'm fine with that. Are you guys okay with that? Because we did decide after that, and I talked to Leslie about it, some of the other board members, that we weren't going to have that type of report moving forward. So we all kind of agreed that wasn't necessarily appropriate. So we could disapprove it. Somebody want to make a motion to that effect?
Just to disapprove of. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really read too much into it, so I have to abstain.
Well, let's see. I think it needs a little bit more discussion if we're going to have that type of report.
We're not.
Okay. There should be parameters around creating it, but okay. So. I propose that we not have a report similar to that moving on.
That's not the topic. The topic was taking the report that was submitted last month and disapproving it.
Oh, okay, yes. submitted last month.
And that's an easy second, because if you're saying that you're not going to have it moving forward, then there's then I'll second it.
You say all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain?
Listen, I'm really, it doesn't affect me one way or the other.
Two abstains. One, two, three, four, five, six. And that's not. No, what is it? Is it half of present?
Here, as long as we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Then, yeah.
And
okay.
It's fine, because even if we abstain, there's still a quorum. Yeah.
Right. Okay, motion passes. My report is not approved. Okay. Now, what about the minutes? Any more comment on the minutes? Who wants to approve the minutes? Come on, participation here.
I don't. It's in the treasurer's report. Oh, never mind.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve it. I didn't
really
read too much into it, but if it keeps this meeting going, I'll make a motion.
Did you read the minutes or not?
Does anybody want to second that motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
All right.
All opposed? Any abstain?
Because I wasn't here.
The minutes are approved. Kudos Corner. I'll start that from Matt. Matt Love wanted to send one in. He just said kudos to Eddie for qualifying steers, firsting, and paddling his first two races.
That's what I do.
And he's a good addition to Kapuna Manager program. So that was from Matt Love. Go around.
Matt Love, because he donated a safe, so we don't have to buy one. I just need to get set up.
Did he provide a key?
It's a combination, which is why I have to get it set up. I had to go buy a battery because when I went to do it, we didn't have a battery for it.
1938?
So. If that's what you want.
We don't need any more numbers.
Okay.
And that's
well,
where...
Then everybody knows
speak,
it.
Coach.
The reason we're getting a safe is so board and coaches only can access things like the speed coach and not steal them. So...
You let us know at the conference.
Okay.
Kudos to all the... racers who helped load, unload, rig, de-rig, canoes, wash them, clean them, everything out in Monterey.
That was a good team effort. It really was.
Do you want all the kudos recorded for the minutes?
Sure.
My kudos is to Leslie for taking on this segment of the women's program and coaching and running the spring season. Thank you.
That'll be fun.
Kudos to all the coaches in here for having just a fantastic start of the season.
Nice.
My kudos is to Teresa and Tony for doing race day registration for the 2 weeks that I was sick.
Not an easy task.
Mine's to Matt Muirhead for yesterday creating a fun, incredible workout with moving numbers of people and putting crews together and canoes and for bringing his grandson.
That was a great day.
It was incredible.
Kudos to Rich Van Dyne for helping me fix the trailer lights.
Nice.
Ty, again, for the new first aid kit and helping clean the shed.
I like that job now.
It's your job from now on.
Don't leave anything in there.
Don't leave anything else.
My kudos goes to Coach Dave for putting OSC on the leaderboard. Great job. First place, third place races. A lot of effort there. That's awesome.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay. So was your question on this week's report or last month's?
It's on this month.
Okay.
I'll wait. You might answer it.
All right. So... thank you everyone for your patience as I, try to figure out the best way to do things and present them, because it's always a work in progress. So first page of the report is kind of more just a summary and kind of my own notes and things like that. The next is the balance sheet, where we are, then profit and loss of what has changed since my last report, and then profit and loss of the full year, fiscal year. So right now, once all checks cleared, we will have a little over $14,000 in the checking. We have quite a few outstanding checks, President.
I know these.
And we now have $10,100 in our savings account. The last board meeting, we discussed that our $4,500 in reserves barely covered 6 months of harbor rent, so we voted to increase it. So I increased it by $2,000. So now we've got 6 months worth of rent, insurance, and COCA dues. So that's kind of what I based it off of, the things that were mandatory we can't get, you know, around somewhere, somehow. So right now we have 165 paid members, 44 rec, 100 are racers, and 21 are juniors. So that's not in the official QuickBooks report, that's kind of a side note. Okay, Keiki Camp enrollment has started. We've received 8 payments so far for that. For the race income, our goal is to at least break even, you know, the fees themselves. Right now, we're showing a little profit, but that's because we still owe for the rig run insurance, and COCA is going to charge us $10 per paddler for the rig run, and we don't have that bill yet. Okay. Pig run, we profited $1,138 from that. Oh. Phil's stepmother found crazy good deals. She got a lot of freebies from us, like the Coast Guard didn't charge us, the Yacht Club didn't charge us, all these things were thrown in for free. Of that money, we gave $200 to KPI as a thank you for joining us. Because that was kind of a percentage of how much of the profits came from their paddlers anyway. Mm-hmm. So we kind of figured out what percentage came from their paddlers.
Can I ask a quick question on that? So when I'm looking at the profit and loss, it says the expenses for the pig run were $1,181,
mm-hmm.
and then the income is $352.32, so I'm a little confused. It's on the profit and loss.
Oh, on the profit and loss?
Yes.
Oh, was there an error?
I think it's reversed.
Okay, maybe I reversed those.
I think it was reversed.
Your top sheet shows 2,319 as pig run.
Are you looking on the pig run income was 2,319, and the pig run expenses were pig run 1,181.
Okay.
No, it matches. So you were probably looking at the profit and loss for since last meeting,
okay.
as opposed to the one fiscal year.
Okay. Thank you.
Good event right there.
Yeah, that was ridiculously profitable.
And it was so fun.
So then there's been a change in our harbor rent. It's going up about $60 a month for trailer parking since we had an under the table agreement with them that we could park for free in that grassy area. They want money now. So harbor rent will be going up. Anything else interesting happen?
What is it increasing by?
$60 a month.
More.
That is not on the report, other than I wrote may increase due to trailer parking.
Yeah.
I didn't get the number till just now when I paid.
Okay, so it's $60 more per month.
$60 a month
for the
trailer. For a trailer.
Okay.
And now it's parked. You said that end of the harbor lot instead of our grassy area.
Yeah.
That way.
And we're still being charged.
Yeah. A good spot for it though.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go.
You don't have to jump the curbs.
There's still some curbs. They're easier curbs.
And then in the last meeting, we also voted to donate money to the clubs in Hawaii, and I haven't gotten contact information yet. Kay is working on that, so we actually haven't spent that, donated that money yet. But that is another. We were trying to avoid going through the GoFundMe because GoFundMe was going to keep a good portion of it. So
right.
We prefer to avoid it. So if anybody can give me contact information, I will try. I'll send the money along to them.
Okay, for sure. I contacted Megan because she's spearheading a lot of the relief efforts. Megan Warren was on that. So she was going to get that to me. And I know she's been really busy trying to get all the relief efforts and everything. So I didn't want to bug her. I sent an email a couple days ago.
if it's easier just to send it to her versus trying to find the club addresses. So
club addresses should just be online, though. I think I know Hongways is online.
Okay. Yeah, if anybody wants to get me the information of where to send the money and who to make it out to. Then we purchased and received the carbon kit for the Tahitian canoe, so I updated the value of that canoe is in our asset log, so it's at least in QuickBooks. Dwayne, do you know anything about the NCOCA asset list that's posted online? Is that you who maintains that, or did Bob do that?
Bob did it originally. That's just insurance, so I don't know if it matters.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
listed under.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that listed under the fixed assets then?
Yes.
That's the value for
yes.
That
that
new
is that
that's
principal.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the name was. I haven't changed it yet. So yes. So I increased the value to account for the carbon kit that we purchased.
Okay.
Okay, it's a great name. And I believe that's it for activity and the report. So does anybody have questions about the report?
How do you determine if you collected all of the dues for wreck and race?
So I keep a log of it. For women's racers, I keep an eye on it. For wreck paddle, we have a list of a sign-up sheet. So when first quarter, I was always at wreck, and I was counting people. Last month I haven't been able to come, but I go and check the sign-up sheet to make sure that everybody's paid. There have been two names that appeared on the Pirates list who have not paid, but they've only appeared once each, so I figured second time I see the name, then I'll contact them. Men's racers, it's a little difficult for me because I don't know who's coming and who isn't. Only once have I seen a man racer on the water past the payment deadline who didn't pay, and I suspect it was kind of a visit, maybe, but we can discuss that.
So I'm just wondering, you got a number, an account of people that we consider in the club, they should be the same, right, or they should equate.
So so basically I always get updated lists from her and ask her, and then she showed me how you did from the website.
The
website. So I was on it with the guys. So the guys are all paid. I don't know who it is that you're referring to, but I assume that was a one-time deal.
Very likely a one-time thing, because
yeah.
I was
so
on OC1
paid,
and I saw it.
List everybody's paid.
But there is, all board members, you can, when you log into the OSC website, if you go to the leadership page, you can access the membership list. The junior, the regular members, the racers, and it is up to date. I just checked it this on Friday to make sure my list matched Dwayne's.
And for the women racers, can't get onto our Team Snap until they pay. So
Team Snap
would be good. And then they're not going to be part of the
practice
unless
they're on
Team Snap.
Done. It's just, I wonder
well,
how
to,
you,
like,
yeah, as the accountant,
and
sure.
Teresa's tracking wreck, and Dave and I are tracking
racers.
I'll show you how you can
just by this way,
yourself.
Yeah.
We went and scrutinized, and we went back and forth, constant updates. You can address the situation where Pally wanted to race and said no, you're not going to do so.
And
we're on it.
Before the deadline to pay, every couple months I would email the coaches, here's who's paid, who's appeared through the paid racers, and then once the deadline passed, it was here's the final list. And as people pay, then I let them know.
Otherwise we were talking to them.
Yeah.
I think the racers are quite easier than
the racers are much easier to track. Wreck, there are people I actually did have to go up to a month ago, who one person didn't even pay last year. So, they showed up with cash that day.
The drop-ins we could do better. We don't track it at all. So
the what?
Drop-in wreck.
Drop-in we do not track,
to figure
but
out a better way.
It's not as critical now since we don't allow people rolling their drop-in paddles into their feet. It's not as critical to track it other than...
And we lose one.
Yeah, there was one day I did see three drop-ins, and then when I checked the box, there was only one $20 in bill in there, so I don't know.
Yeah, today it was the same. We had 12 new people, and I didn't see any money change hands, so...
Well, if it was all first time, then they didn't have to.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
First time's free still.
But
there were one time...
Again, what are drop-in...
So it's $20. It's $20. Your first time is free, but subsequent times it's $20 each time. And it used to be you could apply that towards your membership, but we got rid of that last fall.
Okay.
The board voted against concurring that policy.
Just go ahead and join.
Yeah, get people to join. And I do, I think maybe a month ago, I posted all the rates on the bulletin board in there.
Okay.
So it has the drop-in fee on it, has all the rates, and it even shows the prorating schedule on it, saying that, oh, if you join in August, you only pay this percentage. So everything's on the bulletin board.
I just had to be reminded. I'm sure I was told.
That's why I put it on the board.
It gets really busy early August.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They're just
keeping track
up for the
of
Aloha.
Like, who has
oh, this
come
is our
before.
First time. We're
I don't know.
We
have no way of tracking that.
Yeah.
It's on a honor system.
That used to be a good fundraiser.
The Aloha?
No, I mean
drop in fees.
Crews that wanted to practice ahead of time, and we encouraged it, and we coached them, and you know, brought in some.
Now they just say they're first timers, and they do it for free.
Yeah,
they've got it all figured
out.
Yeah. Anyway.
Any other questions on the report? Anybody want to approve it?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain? Report is approved.
And then I am leaving on vacation this probably Friday. So, and Pam unfortunately is going to be on vacation for a big chunk of that. So I'll hand the checkbook off to Ty. But if anybody knows of any bills that will need to be paid in the next week and a half, get them to me by Thursday. I'm only going to be gone for a week and a few days, but for 5 days of it, I'm going to be completely no email, no phone, in the middle of a river. So, So, yeah, if anybody knows of upcoming bills, I'll have harbor rent paid and credit card paid, but if anyone knows my by Thursday, please get back to me.
My mortgage is due.
Hmm?
My mortgage is due.
Yeah, I don't think the board will vote for that.
Do a fundraiser.
Okay, well, I think I'm done.
Thank you. So, Wayne?
Okay, so red OC1 got damaged. Wasn't clear whose fault it was, so I think we're just going to eat this one. New rudder. I replaced the bungees. They were shot. One of the bungee mounts epoxied and a bunch of gel coat things. You asked for more whistles. They're there. It's like six more whistles on the door. I had to buy like five more tape measures. I don't know where they evaporate. You know you can use them more than once, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And two screwdrivers. They're in the boxes for the bills.
Great.
And I got a bunch of storage boxes. I'm going to try and organize that a little bit more with like parts for dollies and stuff that we don't, and shims, stuff we don't use all the time, but you know, it's kind of a mess right now.
Great.
One of the knobs for the OC2 was lost. I ordered two more from Jude. One's on the boat and one's spare in the box. Somebody told me today that the lock was gone on the deck box.
Really?
Nobody.
I haven't been down there since you and I were there.
Yeah. That was just today. I haven't had a chance to verify it. But
I wonder if that put back on after the ladies were.
I'll zoom by after this and just check it. If it's gone, I'll get another one. So I got a couple of volunteers going to help me clean and wax Kanani. We're just going to do that on our own whenever we arrange it, figure out a time, whatever. Colin's down there too, so we'll do that. That's it for my list, and you had stuff.
No more rubbers in the shed.
Yeah.
All you
thank you.
People.
Thank you for donating them. You can stop now.
There's a bag this big in the shed. And there's a bag this big at my house that I took from the shed. I mean, you're all welcome to have that. It's like, come on, listen, we got lifetime supplies.
I got two shopping bags.
Last year we couldn't find one, and now we're stoked. I love them. I got them all over the place. They're on everything. The covers on Makanui on the Yakus. Oh yeah, they're not going anywhere. We want to talk about ordering new Keiki paddles. You're thinking four.
How much can we afford?
Four,
the adjustable ones. Yeah.
They're $129 less, perhaps a 10% discount. Matt can put
what
the order in for us.
Do they go down to?
They go down really short. That's why I like them, because
yeah.
We got like Paloma, a couple
ones.
Of little ones that we just can't get a wood paddle. We'd have to cut them down, and these go like way down.
The rec paddlers take the Keiki paddles. And so some of my kids, like, I can't,
yeah.
there's no paddle for me, and they're using 52.
Because
the rec people take the adjustable.
Oh,
no.
Well,
but they're on the
water
and we're missing.
Every Keke paddle is in use
right
now.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
There are 21 juniors. They're all got a name on them, so it's not like we have any extra.
So I would say four if we could afford it.
Who are you getting that from?
Kylo.
Kilo.
Kilo, yeah. We have two adjustables we got last year. They're awesome.
We sort of checked them out. They seem fine.
They're great.
Yeah.
It's a good paddle. And 129.
Do we have
Joel
them anymore?
Yeah, Matt can order it for us. He doesn't need a minimum, so we'll do four, and then I guess anybody else wants to throw an order, a blade on that order.
Yeah,
we can
I've
do
heard
that.
Some women
want some blades.
That would like a blade.
All right.
That
perhaps.
Would help us on shipping.
At least if it could go up.
So, can we do that? Or is it tight?
You know,
do you
want
to talk about the IRS now?
Yeah, I was going to say my mind blocked something very painful in my report. I got an unpleasant bill this week from the IRS for not doing our taxes last year, so I'm going to try to file an abatement before I leave town, but who knows if it's going to be approved or not, but right now they want us to pay 5% of last year's income, so over $2,600 is the bill. So I don't know yet. We'll see how the abatement filing goes.
That could take months.
Just do the abatement filing. That way it just puts it off for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to do the abatement before I leave town. But
do you want this as part of the treasurer's report?
Yeah, sure. I have to mention that the IRS is not happy with us.
2600?
A little over that, yeah.
And that was for 2016?
It was for 2016.
We're not filing.
Not filing last year for 2016, so it was 2620.
We got our suspension notice this year, and that's what we did all of our filing based off of. So that was including 16 tax returns.
Yeah.
Well,
it
2012
was
tax returns.
Yeah.
It was California that is on us for all the other stuff. This is the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time the federal government, because now we're on their radar after doing all this other work to get up to speed with California.
They report to each other.
Yep.
They like each other.
Yeah, so that's kind of unfortunate.
What's the form that you have to file to request?
It's not a form, it's just a request for abatement. I talked to the CPA Yoko recommended, and he said, because I said, any way we can get out of this, and he said, actually, there is an abatement for first-time offenders. I have no guarantees, but there's no reason not to try it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a letter or a phone call, so I'll try to work on the letter this week and get that out. So that kind of affects how much we really can afford right now. But I mean, we actually do need Keke paddles.
We do.
So
yeah.
And Keke Camp did bring in over 1,000 so far. Although that goes towards shirts, and we already kind of budgeted to bring in that money.
Well, and that problem we're having, we only have 15 paddlers today, and we have 21. They all showed up. We'd
yeah.
be using, steering blades.
I'm going to see what I can do if I can cut those plastic ones down. I don't know if they'll just shatter them. It's $5, so I'll try one, and if it works, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I really would like to get some paddles ordered. Hopefully it's not that big of an expense. I think it's important.
I'm for it. As cheap as I am, I'm for it.
Okay.
So you're going to put out to the club that there'll be a paddle order? Is that what
Yeah,
you
I guess
might
I'll do
also
that.
Ask the Keke paddlers.
I have been, Bob. Oh, hi.
Bob.
His daughter was one without a blade today.
Her
She probably did. She begged and put it.
They might want to have
I will. That's a good idea. I'll keep passing that. Well, the adjustables, they'll take them up to 48.
Oh, so if they buy their own adjustable.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'd recommend. Okay, so I don't know if we need a motion to do that. We need a motion.
Yeah, it's too expensive.
We buy at least two more.
Oh my.
Four.
Two.
Okay, four.
And we'll see what
four Keke paddles.
What deal we can get. So I'd like it broad. Yeah. So we buy anywhere from 2 to 5, depending on finances. So.
Oh, it's going to be 10%.
Okay.
It's not going to be any better than that.
No.
Free, no tax. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, just say four paddles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we shouldn't not have paddles for Keke because we have IRS issues.
And we're trying to grow this program and bring home more cookies. That doesn't.
They want to have a nice paddle.
Yeah, exactly.
And if that's the only paddles that get ordered, I'll front the money and keep it on my card until we can pay.
We'll just do it. You can keep that on reserve.
We're fine for money now. The issue is come December. That's it.
Then
so
we'll have
right
a
now
we'll have a fundraiser.
Okay, so what was that motion again?
The motion then to buy up to 5 adjustable cakey paddles.
Okay.
I like saying up to 5 because we'll aim for 4, but if I find mutton green, we'll go 5.
A second?
Second.
All
yes.
in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstain would be Dave. Other
I have an input though on the equipment report. So the damage to the OC1, if you don't know who that is, I think that we should send an email out that, you know, the canoe's been damaged again. I mean, this is not the first time. And people
well,
are responsible
you,
to
you
fix
did.
That.
It's all fixed. It's done.
It's done.
Yeah, Pam sent out an email when it happened.
I did.
Right.
I,
oh,
I
she
think
did.
I think
okay.
in this case they may not have known.
I thought it was a different one. Okay.
The rudder post got bent
one.
A little bit, just
right.
enough to rub, and in an attempt to straighten it, just sent cracks through the.
I thought it was another one. I'm
35-year-old
sorry.
35-year-old rudder.
It was the same one.
So they may have. It's although you have to kind of whack it pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty strong.
Right. Something.
Yeah. So actually, I was talking with Zach today, and he kind of again told me. So it was Zach and Nicole.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Not communicating very well, and it got dropped. But he was like, "There's no way it could have hit the rudder." So I don't know. All
right. Anyway, so you see, in this case, we have had people fess up and pay, you know. And then other times, I don't know if somebody's just hiding or they didn't know. Other equipment orders. I guess that was just more of a. You've already done that. You buy your tape measures.
I
was oh, okay.
So for shared adventures, the fenders that we use. There's two of them that pretty much aren't done, can't really be used.
Flat.
Yeah. So.
So we need two big fenders, the big giant ones, right?
Big ones, and those.
They're not cheap.
Go on sale every now and then, but yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
Big
ones. Yeah. Yeah. Is there any
yeah,
roll them from for day
about that
maybe?
Big, yeah.
yeah.
I might have
you
a couple here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So I had 3, and I don't think I need them, so if I have them, I'll bring them.
That would be awesome.
And then if that's not sufficient, maybe we can just put a note out to the club. There's some boat owners in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I ended up with them.
Because otherwise, I'm the canoes are late.
Yeah. We really only need them one day a year, too.
Yeah, we don't want more sets of store.
Well, they're at my house.
Oh, good. Just like the Ama and Yaku's mm-hmm. or the popsicle, those are at my house.
Oh, wow.
And a bag full of rubbers.
I have an Ama at my house too.
Unlimited repairs, $550 for repairs on the white canoe been paid to Jimmy for fixing things.
Is that on here?
Ty paid it. We have not paid him back, therefore I have a note saying $515 you owe repairs to be paid under OC6 in maintenance. It has not been paid yet because I haven't seen Ty since he emailed me about them.
So anyway, he fixed the Ama, which probably was a drop, can't tell, and then just the cracking around the skirt rim, you know, that stuff.
The stubby Yakos, does anybody know where they went to? Does he have them maybe? Or?
They're in the skirt bag. The stubbies?
Oh, in the skirt
bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's two that are in the shed.
I got those. They're in the box.
I believe, check the skirt bag for the unlimited.
So the Jacob's Heart's damaged to that flag post in the rear.
So he's going to come up and do some painting, and I told him that we can look around that boat to see what's really important. I mean, cosmetic stuff, he's not going to worry about. Skirts are going to get torn.
But that post in the back, and there's a flag post or something in the back that it's, cracked. It's cracked around there. And so that could spread. I mean,
he can have a look at it.
Yeah.
What about the bung in the front?
The plug?
Yeah.
We need to do something about that.
Yeah.
We can talk
to
him about
it.
He suggested doing what's in the spec boats, that plate with the screws and the bigger hole.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So now it's just tape.
Yeah, I'd say if he wants to fix it, go for it. Yeah.
And then the plug in Rotanapi, when we finished today, the plug was on the bottom of the canoe and there was like rubber stuff.
Oh, well, good to know.
Thanks for that reminder, because that I did put the plug in, but it doesn't fit right.
Are we talking Brother Nappy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in
okay.
the back. It's not a...
It's
it's not setting right.
Yeah, those we can fix, right? Because they're on the outside, and we can just take off the whole thing
right.
and rivet a new one on. We've done
that
before.
Might have
so.
A quick look at that one.
Someone had just stuffed in.
It was a foam, closed cell foam material. Just go in and out.
Yeah, people need to tell me about broken stuff. I mean, all the radios were not charged, right? I don't know. You got to tell me, right? They're good now, but if I don't know, they don't get done, right? So
we kind of had a tough run with the equipment between all the races and traveling
yeah,
and
for sure.
different vehicles, and so that probably led to it. It's nice to kind of be able to regroup and clean things up right now.
Never did find the dry bag with radio, so unless it shows up soon, it's
and
gone.
And some tow ropes.
Tow ropes. Yeah, tow ropes are like tape measures, it seems. I'm just going to make more of them.
Okay.
Jim,
they're not.
Jim will keep the TV show.
What's up?
Guys, we'll keep a link in the TV show.
We're still figuring out. I'm in contact with the guys and tweeting about it. You know, all I could do is just drain it. Yeah.
Can someone elaborate a little bit for me for the minutes, the flag post with regard to Jacob's heart? I don't know what that means or
there's
what
some damage in the, to the hull that might need to be looked at.
Top side.
Behind the steers.
Flag pole.
I don't know if that's necessarily
from
a minute topic.
No.
Put something inside it.
Not a flag.
Oh,
he's, call,
a
he's calling it. There's an
there.
Actual access to put GoPros or flags or.
So
like
it's
that.
Near.
What about the
crease
the
call?
Is there somebody? Somebody
this is what
we're
just talking about. No, that's
no,
what Dave's
talking about. Creamsicle's different. I don't know anything about that problem.
Dave's on board.
Okay,
project.
You're working on replacing the inner tube that we're using.
Oh, in the back, the air valve. The breather valve in the rear section.
Yeah.
Like carb.
Yeah.
Is somebody who's working on getting a replacement?
Okay, the next item, and I only put it on here because it was just something that I don't think it's a topic, but just so we could have a conversation that says that we're not selling canoes right now. Yeah, we are. Right? I'm assuming we've all.
Okay, just have one comment for Dwayne. You want. People, all of us, to tell you when things are missing, and we totally get that, but maybe we need to assign someone in, like, the women's racing program, the men's, to be that person, because otherwise, you know, I might be like, well, Tyler,
here's a volunteer for the man
Bob
right here.
Tell him,
you
know.
I just volunteered you.
Okay,
there
so
is.
Can we just
yeah.
state that as part of the minutes and assign
that sounds great to me.
I think, isn't it on the website?
My contact's on the website.
No, but aren't you guys
listed
as
under,
assistant?
Yeah.
They're on the web. They're
on the
board. Oh,
I'm listed
as
yeah. assistant, but
okay. So when you say
someone
needs to tell you, do you mean you need your people that are your assistants to tell you?
Whoever finds
okay.
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So let's
just
do that.
So this is just a good reminder to tell everyone that you can talk to these guys.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is. You know, they're not going to know either, right? Unless they go around and look at every single thing. That's not practical. So it's like everybody in the club has got to be responsible to report to somebody
right.
when something's broken, right?
So
you can't just put bad on it and throw it in the side.
Can you announce that at the next women's practice? Like, we have people that will roll this up to our equipment manager and please let Teresa know.
Maybe I'll say that at T-Walk or they
yeah.
can email
at
Wayne directly since not everybody.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay,
good on that.
Okay.
So we are still in the equipment category, but so canoes
yeah.
are considered part
okay.
of the equipment. And it was only brought up because Dave was just putting that notice out because KMK asked again, but I think we're not deciding on selling. I mean, I think we're not selling right now. I mean, is that anybody else want to talk?
I'm not for selling.
I just think we're just using all
yeah.
of
yeah.
our canoes pretty much now. And I mean, we don't use the Unlimiteds a lot of time during practice, but we're using
and like the women have 5 canoes out.
If we had
yeah.
one more person at wreck today, every single canoe would have been on the water.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And I think we can revisit this. I'm not sure it's, I mean, does anybody want to go any deeper into this right now?
No, I just need it because I don't want to keep
yeah.
stringing them along. I just want to be able to tell them no, yes.
So for now, they're off the market.
I don't know.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And
I know we don't take Makanui out that much. We will be, but just having one spare canoe is definitely worth it. I mean, it takes pressure off me from like trying to keep things going,
yeah.
you know, all the time.
Like the Mirage is down right now, so
exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, Dave, you wanted to talk about, or you wanted to see about flip races for
No, I just based on what we got going on with the budget, I'll just hold off. Or do you know what? I'll work on financing it.
Okay.
Well, how,
oh,
do you know for sure how much it's
going to
cost?
Yeah, it's around 400, 500, because it's all carbon fiber, and then we just do the work ourselves.
So we install it ourselves?
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, versus paying $250 per unit of a Kulikea foot brace, we just put in, you know, our own permanent ones that, you know, you can actually, if you got something that's really short, we'll just have
so like
blocks. You can put in front and a little bit removable.
So they would be similar to the ones in Dad? Or?
No, those are completely different. Those are adjustable. Those are about $250 a pop.
Okay.
So these ones would be something that you would have saw in the 5 Baja that we had, or just take the Dad or the JH and just not have it adjustable. But it's just basically, it's going to be fiberglassed into the walls of the hull of the canoe. And we're going to do it based on an average height, and then on that we'll have set little foam blocks, so it's quick, put a foam block on it if you're shorter, and that way, you can use it that way. If you're taller, just you don't have a foam block.
Or attach it to your foot.
They never.
That would be classic.
I mean, do you really want to do that? I mean, I would say do it right. It's a $25,000 canoe. I mean, it's
the Tahitian canoes are fixed.
Yeah,
they are fixed.
Not adjustable.
How much have we spent maintaining adjustable ones? And there are a bunch of
some
them
money. Yeah,
broken,
they're not. They're
kind
of funky, actually.
Out.
I mean, whatever.
What's broken out?
One of the little.
They don't always.
I have a whole
stay.
New set.
Okay.
And yeah, they gave us some new replacements for it.
And
but we did have to repair one.
Jimmy glued them on.
Yeah.
Which is pretty inexpensive, I think. The ones that we looked into. Okay.
So, you don't want to deal with that right now, or do you want to?
You know what? It's, you know, the fact that we get foot braces in there, that's the biggest thing. So, it's more, you know, I'm not, it, when you say, it's just do it right, we, yeah, we're going to do it right, it's just not going to be adjustable in the way the bouquets are. You know, that's the only difference. So, like, if we were to get, purchase the 5 Baja, those would have been set. But in Tahiti, they don't allow foot braces,
right.
So those are put in at the time that you do special orders. So we're just going to put them in. I think it's going to be carbon fiber, so we don't want any more weight in that canoe.
Do we have $500?
So I feel like everybody who's been in that canoe wants foot braces. I think we could work 500. I think what we need to do is just have a limit and say, you know, the board approves a certain amount, and then if it ends up being more than that, then postpone it and next board meeting readdress
yeah.
And ask for more money. And
so I was
see.
Trying to like
so,
try to find where I can make money, and that's what
yeah.
I was wondering about the canoe, but that's totally different
so what,
accounting purposes. But
for,
yeah,
because you know what, the Tahitian, there are added expenses we weren't, you know, that got added in. So this
yeah.
with the foot braces, what do you say is the worst case scenario?
The worst, see, I don't, yeah, I mean, it's, I think 500 already priced out the materials, so.
Okay.
But my whole thing is that, you know, we still have to do the lettering, and the whole thing with the sponsorship with John Hendrick was is that he provided $2,000 sponsorship, so I have to get his name on the canoe. So I'm like, I don't want to keep pushing it. So I'll just say for now, I'll look at putting the foot braces. If you say 500, then great. But again, I'm not gonna go over that at all. I'll just, you know, what I'm looking to do is see what we can do for, you know, people pitching in as far as money versus the club. Because I, you know, with the added expense with the federal, you know, tax charge now, I just don't want to push it right now.
Well, I would say, I mean, I don't really want to spend $500, but those foot braces, I don't know. Everybody agreed with me that they need them.
Might as well finish the canoe.
Huh?
I mean, it's not a big dollar amount.
But
so
yeah, like
sure
my priority would be to get the
be,
name,
I
would say,
well,
cruise on there, get John Hendrick's name, and get the actual
was,
number on there.
No,
what does that
the
cost?
Did we get the canoe name on there yet?
No,
no, I don't have anything
on there.
Oh.
So, do you know what that might cost roughly? Just, I mean, guess.
The canoe name and that, I'd say, around 200 to 300 left installed.
So those two items, or groups of items, would complete everything now for the community between the footrests and the room?
Well, no. Yoko is.
No, I'm asking. I don't.
Yoko's
I'm
making a
yeah,
beach cover.
So there's cover that cover that needs.
Yeah, she said maybe $300 or $400 for that.
Yeah. So
well, lettering
I'm
is critical.
Lettering is, yeah.
How did you erase with no number?
Duct tape.
No, electrical tape. Very handcrafted.
Well, so we need to do the lettering. We just need to get on that. That needs to happen. That doesn't even need a consideration. That's just part of the deal. And then it's just a matter of whether we want to do footpegs. I think we should. I think we should do footpegs. We do a $500 limit, and if it goes to six, we can have a party.
I would say set it at a 500 limit, goal being way less than that, but we'll approve
yeah.
500 so that if it goes out of what you wanted to, then we don't have to come back to the board. You've got a little cushion there.
Right.
If it goes above that, then cease, go, you know, come back next board meeting. But I did have one question. Was in your original proposal for the Tahitian, you had a fundraising plan and all that. Is that still in the works?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that ties on the communication too with
okay.
my guy. Yeah. Not my guy. Mike Rubin.
Okay. Cool. I'm not talking about his. You had a bunch of other fundraising things.
Yeah. So one of them is the football team. So the
there's
one
no
that we had put on the books
was
the
okay.
volleyball team. So the
okay.
one that we're also on the works is
okay.
the football team.
Because your proposal kind of had $16,000 in loans to be paid back in 18 months, and then you're going to fundraise for that.
Yeah.
So I kind of figured, okay, every 6 months if we can run fundraise $5,000, then we're good. So, well, 16,000 in 18 months, that's...
Yeah, that's true.
You have to divide it out.
That is...
I got 1,000 left on Jacob's Heart to fundraise. And
so
let's just get Jacob's Heart out of the way.
Yeah, but as
yeah,
long as by December you plan a fundraiser to bring in a few $1,000...
Oh, yeah, that's not... That part's not a problem, but every 6 months, 5,000, that might be a...
Okay, that's we're a little in the weeds on that one.
Yeah.
So, fundraising.
As long as he promises that there is going to be fundraising, I think
you're raising money for us.
Help. I beefed up a steering blade for new paddlers and that. So this thing's like got fiberglass on it.
Oh,
so.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy, but
it can take
massive abuse, you know.
Okay, well, I move
so,
that we install foot braces in
so
Queens with a budget of up to $500.
Great, do we have a second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstain? Dave, you have a budget.
Okay, question. What about the name? Someone mentioned the name, and that would cost about $300. Are we not doing that right now, or is that already approved in the past?
Yeah.
I don't know that it was approved, but that's
a I don't
that's
know,
that expense.
Okay,
oh,
so we don't need a motion for that.
No.
That was just like
any number
and the
number,
just a little
yeah.
bit of extra.
You got the card for the guy who did the J Race thing, right?
Yeah, that's Dave's guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a good job.
Kyle, or something. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm good.
So the safety manual revision, that was just, and I actually didn't even print
Sorry.
That out. Thank you. There was just a paragraph in there that had examples under required incidents, and my revision just took the examples out. Still have the required incident, but instead of saying, for example, if you hoolie, you have to do an incident report.
No, I'm curious, did you do an incident report when you did your hoolies yesterday?
I did, because I had an incident.
Because there was an incident.
Oh, I thought because you're training, you're actually practicing hoolies.
Oh, we had an incident today.
Oh, you
they were practicing.
Oh. And had an incident.
We had an incident.
But isn't that an incident in itself?
All right,
hold on. Back to the comments.
Tweet.
So you all read this. Do you want to discuss it, decline it, or approve it?
Can I review it?
It just simply removes the examples. That's it. Nothing else.
You still have to file it.
If you have an incident, file a report.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Instead, if you have an incident like a hoolie, you file a report.
Okay.
let's take that out, because I don't want to require someone to really have to file a report. I mean, I think maybe it could be talked about. I'm not ready to call that a requirement.
Yeah, Hooli is not an incident. It's part of the sport.
So now you all have studied the proposal.
Yeah.
Do you?
So we're saying that Hooli is not
an incident. Unless
somebody
no,
we
people.
Are not saying that.
It is not by default.
We are not defining an incident.
Yes.
We're
not
defining
an incident.
Not
defining an incident.
A Hooli inside cows might be an incident.
Well, that is.
But does that go back to the whole thing of Hooli is an incident?
Okay, so do we have a motion to approve this revision?
I'll make a motion.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain? So, Leslie, there's the revision. If you, or Dwayne, maybe for the website.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
If he can out. We have two sessions. First week was July 30th to the August 3rd. That has, that's almost full. That has six kids, July 30th to August 3rd. And then the second session is August 6th through the 10th. And so we do have openings in that one. Ages are approximately 8 to 12. Someone asked me today, I have a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Short? No, she's really tall.
For both sessions.
So we had a lady ask about a 16-year-old.
I mean, with 8-year-olds and it's kind of like that should be maybe more junior race.
For those older kids and that lady I did respond to, I'm not taking new members now, but I'll have a conversation with them, and if it's a good fit, I'll add them. I mean, I can't have 30 kids. I just don't have the staff for it.
You know,
Alex? I don't have the energy for it.
You're not a school teacher that has 30 kids.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Kids are all over the place. My daughter's the worst.
So
I'm
not every 42
minutes.
I think you could bump that up.
So if you know people who might have kids that are interested for that second session, because I don't want to close it, and I don't want to really hold it with just two kids.
So
okay.
For the August 6th session,
so
do
they contact you?
Or
it's on the front page of the website.
Yeah, they've emailed Ty before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, just really quick, you guys were asking about that. We did Hooli Drills with kids, which was awesome. Colin helped out. Jackson was dry land. Bob was in the water. Dwayne.
We were watching like, wow.
We had in Yoko's boat. For whatever reason, the boat went over with so enthusiastically that all paddlers ended up in the water on the other side of the Alma. And so the girl that got hit by the Alma.
Oh.
They just rock and rolled and then bing.
Here's why that happened.
Yeah,
water
splashes.
Dwayne,
what's
that?
Okay.
The reason that happened is that what we found out today is kids aren't heavy enough to hold the damn thing. So they were like, so next time, yeah, steers person has to like get out on the right side and like, you know,
yeah,
force it over.
No, I have to tell my story as a child. Well, I wasn't a child, I was a teenager, and our coach sent us, we practiced in this canal, and then he sent us out into the ocean. And we were like, we're away from our coach, he can't see us. And we're just like, we're singing, we're dancing, all of a sudden, there we go, over. But then we wanted to stay in the water, so we took it, and we left the canoe, so we had to bring it back over and then do it again because he is basically swamped in the canoe. And our coach goes, you guys have been gone for like 45 minutes. Where'd you go? I go, oh, we went all the way to the Twin Islands and all the way back. He goes, you weren't supposed to go that far. but it was fun because water was warm. But it was that rock and roll.
You didn't file an incident report?
No, not quite.
We went really purposely to get out of practice.
So anyway, that's a really short.
Well, she was hurt.
Okay.
I mean,
we did not practice
it.
Yeah.
It was very concerning. So she
was so far over in the water that when the Alma came over, it hit her.
Yes.
Oh.
So they were rocking back and forth, and then flew out and into the water, and then it came down on her head.
She didn't get hurt too bad. She was just shook up, and she's a very, very quiet, shy, you know, just not really much strong color.
So they all have PFDs on.
They're wearing PFDs. Jeannie was right there holding her. you know, she was
but
awesome.
That's part of the problem,
we were right by the beach.
Because you can't go down.
They were coached too much on that fear. No one else had that problem. No Yaku hit anybody, and they're all wearing PFDs. So that's not entirely true.
That's the way they were shaping.
But we were right at the beach. Took her to the beach, and her mom was right there.
Aww.
Couldn't have been better. She was shook up the rest of the day, but that's just her mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
is the
you
mom
know, like another
sue
kid,
us?
You know, like Maya, I think she probably would have been, let's just out.
Yeah.
I think, you know, so
yeah.
It was the, her, too.
But it does hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I've had a black guy from home.
Yeah.
No. But
she'll have a
fella. Are they not told to sink down into the water? And the PFDs just keep them up, right?
They're
so
told to just
even more
fall into the water, cover your head, just go straight down.
But when we did ours, I didn't have a PFD, and as soon as I hit the water, I got hit. I didn't have time to duck for it.
I don't know why. No one else got hit.
Yeah, to get hit by the AMA, she would have had to push herself off the community to be able to get over there in time.
They all did. They were all outside the AMA. I was watching them going, why are they outside the AMA?
Immediately after, or like maybe 10-15 seconds after the buoy?
Is it just
right
like falling? Is it just falling down the community? They probably like jumped out.
They jumped.
When
they
leapt.
And I think they leapt. They were concerned about the submersion. Get out. I don't know. Whatever.
We'll talk it over next practice with them.
The kids knew more than the adults because they were watching the video as we told them to do. They knew what they were up against.
And one thing you guys can do is actually really cool. Since you already did your buoy drill on that, is that once you got the canoe upside down, and kids are kind of stoked on doing this, have them swim under and get to the hole. There's a big air pocket, and they can sit there and hang up underneath the canoe. So it helps relieve that issue of, like, when you get buoyed and upside down, that, you know, if you get stuck under the canoe, that it's a bad
thing.
Well,
so maybe another canoe just to lift the AMA, you know, from the other side, instead of them having to rock it, right? Because they're like doing
I don't
this.
Think they need to rock it. They can just sit.
Yeah. So they did that about 3 or 4
I
times.
I think everyone can just
and
lean
then,
and
yeah,
we
just
coach them.
The
to
fine.
Yeah, but no, you don't want to. But I'm just saying, it's like that could be like an area where people get fearful.
Yeah,
they're like trapped.
Yeah.
And what I don't think most people realize is that there's a huge air pocket in there.
Everyone had a great experience. It was super fun. Warm day,
guys
right by
awesome,
the beach.
Man. Textbook.
Well, the first head I saw that came up on the other side of the canoe, I'm like, oh, there's Yoko. She swam under the boat. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I was looking. I was like, I don't see her. Why is she under the boat? Okay, the Aloha Festival. I mean, the only thing is we just need, I think our normal people are gone. Are you, Pam and Bob, are you there? We just need to start getting on the radar. Somebody needs to register, Pam said.
Yeah,
we'll
I
do
haven't
that.
Received any information on it.
She just wanted to brought up. What's that? New our booths, loose shaved ice, get the red canoe up on the deck.
But we need to make sure we reserve space for 2 booths.
All right, there
so
we go.
That's fine enough,
yeah. Dave and Kim, Coach's Corner.
Yeah, we're first. So the women, we had structured our season to be 3 segments, and we're into our second segment. So as I said earlier, Leslie and Yoko are taking over and coaching for the sprints, which is great, and then I'll come back briefly for the rest of our long distance season. But I just want to shout out again to Leslie for doing that, and we had such a great turnout in Monterey, and people were stoked about everyone and how well everyone did. So it's been good overall. There's been some things, but generally it's fine.
Good.
Yeah, actually, I just want to say, you know, huge mahalo to everybody because the season is not been an easy one with the amount of paddlers, the amount of training, and the amount of goals that we have. So, but I mean, if you look at the results from a racing perspective, I mean, we're putting numbers up there that we haven't as a club for a long time. But that's not always the goal, but, you know, a lot of paddlers are motivated in that. To be able to put in the time and the effort and the organization, we try to stay up on top of it. So as far as registering and getting you the crews and getting all the waivers signed. So everything to me seems like it's moving really smoothly. I talked to Yoko and Matt. I said I wanted to put together a day, even though I had a tournament. And I was like, you know, I want to get the men and women to together. Because, you know, I want us as a club to come together as men and women, but I also want people to have that perspective that there is going to have two different racing programs. It's not a co-ed racing program. There's a men's racing program and a women's racing program. And they're set up as such so that they can have and focus on the goals at hand. But we do bring those up together as often as we can, so that's why I set up last Saturday. And then, of course, I told Matt to run it. What's that? You know, right now, this is the time where paddlers scatter, which is great, because they need to, and kind of do their own thing, but at the same time, we see attendance drop significantly, and people need that break, just because of the fact that you will get burnt out, especially with the goals that we have that are coming up for the big races in the end. There is some minor things that, you know, had to address. I heard there was two ladies that had said that they refused to skirt up. And so I let the coaches know that that's not an option if there's an issue. And I put it out there to the paddlers as well. If there's a paddler that does not feel comfortable putting the skirt on or zipping up, then they need to let me know so I can train them so they can understand that, you know, what safeguards are there for them to learn to be able to feel more comfortable. But if they still don't feel comfortable, they need to be doing races that don't work with skirt skirts, because now you are putting the safety of the rest of the crew in jeopardy. So, but other than that, it was great to see all the women stay there early. And I've always have, you know, with the scheduling, I try and let it so that way the ladies can leave whenever they want afterwards. And the fact that all the ladies, the majority of them, stayed in Monterey to help, that was a big help. So I really appreciate you guys on that. You know, there's definitely that realm where we've got, you know, paddlers that practice every once in a while, have a lot of expectations. You know, we have the people that come out, train consistently. And, you know, most of the time, the majority of people have, you know, a good sense of like, okay, hey, I'm can only participate this much in it, you know, and this is my commitment level. And then we try to cater to that as much as possible. But there's always going to be things that fall through. So right now, you know, just with the open guys, it's a 24-hour job. The Masters guys, Ty, had one paddler make a comment that, yeah, since Dave left, the whole Masters crew fell apart. But in reality, Brandon decided he didn't want to paddle anymore. We lost a paddler to a back injury, so the Masters crew did not fall apart because of that. It just didn't have the numbers in that. But Ty still, you know, leads up the Master guys and fun on that. The senior Master guys are with Matt. And so what I always want to, and we can convey these to the paddlers, that if there is an issue, bring it to the coach. And I want to make sure that we all are encouraging that as a board as well as coaches. If the issue cannot be resolved, then please come to me so I can address it. But I really want to limit the amount of comments that are made without being first addressed in the manner that it should be, because what that does is it sends just the wrong mana that we want to have in the community. So again, I've put my number on there 100 times and stuff like that, so please encourage people, if they do have an issue, to go first to the coach. And that would be the same with the women as well. Go to the coach, and if there's, you know, an issue, address it with them. If it can't be resolved in that manner, then please give me a call. I think I'm pretty much an open guy, but other than that, I'm just really proud of everybody, and, you know, it's a job that is, it takes, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day, literally, and, you know, but I'm really stoked on everybody, so I really appreciate everybody's determination to continue against all odds.
It is really challenging. And those little things that are said here and there are what sits heaviest, unfortunately. You know, folks complain about other people's strokes incessantly, or we have one paddler that's just so
egocentric that she wants, she always shares what's best for her, which I'm glad people are advocating for themselves, but this is a group sport and we're trying to make it the best for the whole group. So that those kind of things make it really difficult. But then we have these great days like Monterey and like, okay, this is, I guess it's worth it. You know, we're doing something right. We had 6 crews of women out about a month ago. It was amazing. A few of them were from people. But still, it was 6 boats. So there's a lot of ups and downs. It's a little emotional. So,
but thank you for the tag on what you get for. But thank you.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
Meeting parts. Yeah, and it's a group sport, so I really appreciate the folks that feel that part of it and are here because of that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's, I think it's great. Growing pains are not going to be without their troubles, but, you know, it's good direction. We paddle. Stoked. Awesome. Yeah, a good time. Do you want to, so we have a Live Like Jay event coming up, and we're going to have a table. We're table number 7.
Yeah, table that it's also a shade tart.
A canopy.
Yeah.
Bring our own.
Yeah, so not set up, so we don't actually have to pay. Every vendor there has to pay but us.
That's great. So we're going to need some staff on that. I have some juniors that will volunteer to do that. I'm trying to get Chloe on the water, so I want her sitting at
so,
the
booth. So Colin is the volunteer.
I'm working with Dave on
yeah.
that.
Cool.
So Dave is enough to do all that. And so I'm trying to organize a bunch of volunteers
perfect.
From our club. I've also reached out to the City Lifeguards and the Capitola Lifeguards and the Parents Club for the JGs, for the Capitola JGs in Santa Cruz. Because a lot of the money that goes into the J race funds their programs too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to reach out to everybody so that everybody's kind of included in that. So it sounds like with the way things are going to go on the beach, there's going to be a lot of things going on, especially like in the morning. So we're going to try and get volunteers down at like 6 in the morning to start the setup of all the vendors and stuff. Because it sounds like Dave's got a really good plan the way the beach is going to go. But we have to get on it quick and get everything all set up. So it's kind of going to be a big morning. It's going to be a big day, from what it sounds like. It sounds like for the whole Esplanade, they're gonna take over that whole Esplanade and have a catered lunch, and they're gonna have all kinds of events all day. So not only are we going to be setting up, but we're going to have to be taking down too. So just based on the way Capitola is, it's kind of a small area, and you know, we've got our event, then we have all the people from over the hill that are coming that aren't expecting that event, so it's going to get kind of crazy. So I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do a sign-up sheet, and we're going to get an app, so we can get people signed up onto the app so we can get people there for not only the morning, but the afternoon, to get things all broken down and stuff.
So are we Is our tent? I'm not quite. Is our tent a fundraiser for the
No. So what it is that it's a connection with Live Like Jay, so the Jay Moore Area Foundation. Everything that we're doing and Colin is set up so that way we benefit as well. So the tent, we're allowed to put it in there. We don't have to pay any money that we actually make from sale of our own merchandise.
Okay.
We keep 100% of that.
I didn't know what
I'm working with Ty. We're making jerseys, Live Like Jay jerseys. So that way, not only we can sell it for the event, and also use those because they'll have Outrigger Santa Cruz on there. We can race them for those paddlers that want to have them, especially when they race with that Live Like Jay canoe and stuff like that. But everything that we get, 100% goes to OOC.
So I've been talking to Rita about figuring out what we have in the store. I mean, that's what our table is. Our table is OSC.
Like we were at the Aloha Festival or something.
Yeah,
but
I mean, the flag, flyers, sign-ups for rec, just talk, promote the club, and then have our store there. The store isn't huge, and we're not going to stock for this event because we don't want to carry
merchandise. And then we're going to need like somebody, I mean, we're going to have our limited canoe down there, so we need people to be watching over our limited canoe.
So it's just sitting
down
there. Well, it's not just sitting down there, but it's going to be there, so we kind of got to be watching over that too, right?
And, well, so just so you guys know, I don't know if you guys know the whole story behind it, but just to let you guys know briefly. So it's going to be the unlimited canoe, that's why it has Live Like Jay on it, is going to be the lead boat. Instead of having a motorboat, we'll have a Live Like Jay Unlimited, and that will be powered by 5 paddlers. Very early in the morning, it's actually Friday, it'll be on the beach, and then there's going to be, we're going to be taking photos, and that Saturday morning, there's going to be a basket, there's going to have a picture of Jay, Charlie, and Dave Dyke in the canoe. And there's going to be a basket with papers, little small papers, so people can write notes to those paddlers or anybody that's maybe passed away. Those will be put into C4. A paddle will be put vertical into C4. I have leis and hakus come from Maui. And so the paddlers will all have hakus and leis, and there'll be a lei wrapped around the paddle representing for Jay, Charlie, and Dave Dyke. And so the premises is that although these paddlers have passed away, they still lead us in our mission in life. And so that boat will be used. So it'll be there for the opening ceremonies, and then also once when the race is done, it'll be put there, as well as put in front of wetsuits.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Buell wetsuits.
Buell.
Yeah.
Keep saying it wrong. Buell wetsuits, because that's where the award ceremony and after party is.
So they're gonna do the award ceremony down there. So they're trying to keep everybody. From what it sounds like, they're trying to keep everybody down there. Where in the past they've gone to other places, they're trying to put it right there in the Esplanade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is OSC considered the J Racing Team? Is that what the wording is on the canoe? Or is OSC?
Well, similar to what you see with the Jacob's Heart Racing Team, it's that same thing. Is that, you know, it's the Live Like Jay Racing Team, but it's OSC. It's just a different way to look at it. So we can wear jerseys that have Live Like Jay OSC, just like we do for the Jacob's Heart. So when we go paddle that, they can have the option of wearing just the all OSC. That's why I got the blue jerseys for the Jacob's Heart, because it has OSC, and on the back it has Jacob's Heart on it.
So we can continually perpetuate.
Correct.
Jade.
Correct. Foundation. And so that is a platform for future events, and because right now we're limited to what we have here as a club and what we're able to promote. When you have something that's known worldwide and believes in our mission statement, then we're able to tie in with them. And so with them, we're able to have those connections that we didn't have before. Because as people look at the season, they look at this race, this fundraiser. But what we're looking at down the road is this is something that we want to have to help get us to that goal. Not necessarily as a club. It's something that, you know, OSC doesn't have to put any investment or anything like that. And just like the lettering on the canoe is almost $1,000. You know, so we didn't have to put any money out. The ability to raise money at the J Race, which has a huge exposure. That's how we got Matt Cray last year. It's just me talking, you know. So with that, OSC doesn't have to put out any money, but OSC benefits from not only the exposure, but the platform as well. So it's, you have to think about looking outside the box. A lot of people think really narrow and say, okay, the lettering of the canoe should be associated with dollar amount, so let's put something construction on there and get 2,000. But when you look outside the box, you realize that no, this is a platform for us to grow, promote, and bring in new members. And so, just like Ty was saying, is that having our presence there, an event like that, is what else also brings in members. And to have them see the canoe go out in such a way that if the award, I mean, the not only the award ceremony, but just the opening ceremony, the aloha that will be presented to them, because Lorraine's going to be doing the hula and that, and then the opening prayer, kule. So all that ties in and helps bring in additional power. So
I knew that we were doing the J, Live Like Jay. I
I didn't know about the racing. I didn't understand what that was.
It's a way for people to understand, like, okay, the Live Like Jay, but then what is it? Jacob's Heart Racing Team. So it's a Live Like Jay racing team because we're a racing program. Those can easily be used for racing. If we were doing it for rep purposes or doing it for, like, some other event, then sure, it would be named differently, but because we're a racing team, we race under...
Or that community specifically.
For whatever event.
Because our club is multi-purpose.
So it's a matter of stepping outside a narrow box and expanding it to such a point where we can use these as platforms to help promote. So, but yeah.
Cool. All right, any questions on that? Not really a motion thing, but thanks for kind of sharing and clarifying that relationship and that platform. Yeah.
Colin, do you guys know how many volunteers you might need eventually? And is it just morning and afternoon shifts, or?
It's going to be morning and afternoon shifts right now.
Okay.
You just got to figure out who's racing.
Yeah, I just got to figure out who's racing. It's going to be a morning shift at 6. You know, we're going to have to meet down there at 6 in the morning
mm-hmm.
to start getting vendors set up. The afternoon, what, lasts probably go until about 4 or 5 o'clock because there's events. There's that Waterman event that's like the sup, swim, paddle. So
oh,
they have
yeah.
events in the afternoon, too. So I'm taking, it's probably going to be in probably to like, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, just taking things down. In terms of people, I'm just trying to get as many people as I can.
Yeah.
Just because I'm going, right now I'm just putting the word out there to see what I can get and
mm-hmm.
see if people will show up. The Parents Club, you know, I'm getting a lot of help from them because I can get a lot of the junior guards and I can get a lot of the lifeguards to come out because they benefit from the J race.
Mm-hmm.
They do get money from the J race for that, so... kind of putting it on them to try and get their volunteers to come out, but any help we can get from the club would be great.
Well, so specific to OSC, mm-hmm. I mean, just for aside from helping the
yeah.
whole day,
yeah,
obviously we need people to be manning the booth, setting up, taking down the booth,
right,
and being around the canoe.
So is that kind of separate? Charge
yep.
like then what Colin's doing, like two separate things.
I think it doesn't have to be, but yeah, I think
okay.
it's gonna
okay.
be because we'll be volunteers for the race itself.
Right.
So then we'll have the OSC volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
so meeting staff for the table.
Yeah, so we need staff for the table.
But you'll probably draw from the club for volunteers as well.
Yeah.
Plus
so
the parents group.
Plus
club
the parents group.
The JG group.
Yeah,
okay.
The JG group.
Okay.
So.
June 16th.
So when I have to say, I've RPJ numerous years in the morning, getting down there and setting things up and getting all the vans back out of there. Even if we're not a part of that process, we should help because
oh, yeah.
it's such a huge endeavor to set.
So,
can I just comment really quickly? The June 16th regatta was not one that the club was going to do because of Live Like Jay.
That's
it
correct.
Should not be on a sign-up sheet. It should not be a focus or a target for the club.
The other side of that, though, is the POCA people.
There are women
that are being asked to.
That's, I guess, there.
So,
just to clarify, this isn't a. We never came together as a board, as a club, to say, you know, let's do this. It was more like, I'm going to get people, we're going to put the canoe in, and so forth. I gave people the option of. They want to race sprint, they can race a sprint. They want to come race J, or they just want to take the weekend off, totally fine. So I gave that option. So on the team snap, I put it out as a sign up for the men for a team snap.
For the
June 16th. I didn't put anything as far as the J race. I already have the paddlers that are going to be paddling the canoe. We worked with Kim, and then so Colin came on board to take the role of volunteers. So he's got all these other resources, and he's gonna see who from OSC would like to come on board. But we never put it out there as an actual official event. We're leaving it up to paddler discretion.
So this is kind of the first that our paddlers are hearing about it.
Yeah, we didn't. We never. Like I said, I didn't want to promote. I can't even promote it through NCOCA because of the fact there's a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just leaving it as I've got the paddlers,
So there's no men's side
so
up for that event.
So in terms of like our sport, like it's really awesome because when I was down in Southern California for the Catalina stuff, there's a lot of people coming up to race OC1. I met a lot of people that are coming up to race OC1 and racing Chrome. So it's going to be a good thing for our sport, you know. And I don't know. It's gonna be a big event. It's a U.S. paddle event.
Yeah, it's a U.S. Open qualifier.
Yeah.
And it is kind of an OSC event. It'll be a fundraiser. We'll also have a booth. We'll sell equipment.
Could be people in the OC6 even cheering along
the race course.
Yeah,
we could even like put out 6-man canoes just before the race starts. To just have more canoes. And that's more safety.
We've done it
right?
Every year.
They
yeah.
get out
that's
there.
Our workout
time. Yeah.
Yeah. We do the day
yeah.
race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do the day race.
You know, the more people we have on the water, especially I remember last year being out here by just when we were passing out here, there was all kinds of fishing boats that were coming in, and they didn't see the prone paddlers. They didn't see all of us. But there's always paddlers coming in. There's fishing boats that want to go right through our race line. So I'm thinking the more boats we have out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more these fishermen are aware, because it's a weird time. The fishermen are coming back in from fishing, and there's this race going on. There's all these people out in the water. So I'm thinking the more people we have on the water in terms of like 6-man canoes,
mm-hmm.
probably going to be the better.
But so Kim, I don't know if there's a reason to take it off the calendar. I mean, I don't know, you know, Leslie can coordinate if anybody wanted to go to the sprint. I mean,
there are people that
we had certain races that we agreed as coaches early on that we were going to participate in.
30th
period.
And the 7th.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not the
well, my kids aren't doing any of the races. I mean, that's
right.
So.
But Dave was saying all regattas are open to whomever chooses to go. There's some people that are training
as
for
as individuals.
Yes,
yeah.
Not as a sign-up on our teams now. Well, I had asked, I need to know a sign-up because we need to register if they want to go. So they can either email me directly or we
have
them.
I'll have to register.
We just needed to find out that we're not forcing, we're just by choice.
Well, we got no men and no juniors. Let's start with that.
So for this upcoming sprint, it wasn't one listed. There were sign-ups for it. There's 10 that are going. And combined between OSC, POCA, and Pupil. So
yeah, so the difference is that there's no towing. There's not like this huge
right.
thing. It's
yeah,
sure,
no, it's all right,
you want to, it takes a second to post it, and then I just take those names and give it to her, and then
yeah,
that's
it's
it.
Just,
that's,
yeah.
They
it's just
have to deal with everything, registration, payment, all that, which
okay.
is totally out of our hands.
All right,
yeah.
So we're good. Let's okay.
But we could put it out on Team Snap for a sign up for the J race, though.
I just leave it as you know. I'm not promoting. I'm just getting what we have the option of putting the OC there. If then what's best is like guys like you and everybody else. Dude, are you guys going to the J? What are you doing? Sprint? Are you doing? Come down. Let's race. You know that's the best way because
okay.
I want to stay neutral as much as possible on this
totally.
Tour.
So at the women's workouts, do you want us to say?
There's
so you, like I said, you guys can do whatever you guys want to do. I'm not staying neutral.
Should we announce that
you
we're
can,
participating?
If you want to.
That's what I'm asking.
You can do whatever you
I
want.
Just need five people. Just give me
that's
five. And then you go. You can do another race.
And the other thing is, like, so Colin can go, hey, Dave. Put on the Team Snap. See if there's any volunteers. I'll put it on there and have put his con. You can do the same thing. Let's do that now. So let's go on Team Snap and say if there's anybody that is wanting to volunteer to help, contact Colin. We'll put the names on there. And it's super simple.
I just need to know what words to say to the women.
Just like
all.
That.
Okay.
If we have an event on June 16th, J
okay.
Race, you can take the link, put it in there.
Okay.
Just make sure that you actually link it on your email, so that way they click it and it goes to the J Race website.
You know,
but it just at that point we can put Colin's number on there, and just say contact Colin, and then that way you just back off, and then anybody that wants to help. And do that, then immediately they'll contact Colin.
And also, we can also reach out to our rec crew, right? Because like that's kind of a part of it too. So our rec program might be interested in it because it's, it's Live Like Jay, right? It's like community kind of thing, so
well,
we should reach out.
I'll put some out there, go talk to everybody
before a rec paddle and be like, hey, this is what the club's doing. If you guys want to be involved, come down to Capitola. This is what we got going on.
Could we solidify it and just do a club announcement?
I'll talk to Dave about that.
If you want to actually participate, you have to register yourself.
Yeah.
Through the state
rings.
Yeah. And there is no OC6.
This OC1
class.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Okay,
no,
I'll set that up.
We're talking about volunteering.
Okay, so we get on that. We have more work to do on it, but we don't need to decide. I'm making a decision. The next meeting is August 5th.
Wow, 2 months.
Yep.
Wow.
July is way too busy for meetings.
Okay.
No time for that. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Somebody want to motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
You got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
All opposed?
Okay.
Meeting closed. Thanks, everybody.